And I think that just that flicked a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Biggie. This goes out to you. Biggie. This goes out to you and you and you. Biggie. And you. This goes out to you. This goes out to Biggie. You. This goes out to you and you and you. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called willies, thugs, and rapadons. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon. Don Dada. Fuck Papa. Gotta call me Francis M.H. White intake like totes, tote iron. Was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to all G's with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Peanuts before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get who sent you. You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure. Biggie.
How are you gonna do it?
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
I did everything
right. Kick
in the
door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
I did everything right.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
I did everything right.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set. When I spark, you're wet. Look how dark you get when you're marked for death.
Oh my God, what an intro. It's Jim and them, 814. Jim on the ones and twos, dropping in. DJ Jim, hit it. Hell yeah, the remix, baby. Oh yeah, and I forget. Did I talk about the conjoined twins last time?
That sounds familiar. Yes, you did.
Okay, all
right. Forget that. They indicted me.
I was watching YouTube the other day, and I was sitting through one of the 6 ads on YouTube.
Ugh.
The fuck, Elon, fix it.
Get an ad block.
Fix it, Elon. What the hell? But I saw this ad for worldwide dating, and it showed European men with cornrows, white European men with cornrows, and abs texting. European men, I can date European men online, finally. Finally, I can date European men online with cornrows. Mr. Worldwide. That's me. But worldwide dating, I think that's different for women because you could take a poll of any woman listening right now. And there's at least 2 Indian men in their DMs that think they're dating. That good morning text at dinner. Hello, beautiful. I need this from European men. European men, hit me up. Thank you. Jim? Of course. It's Jim Scampoli.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Jim. Thank you so much for that fine, motherfucking fine intro.
You're welcome.
What's popping? With Streamathon, I should have talked about this in part 1. I don't know why I forgot. Streamathon, there's still a ways away, but we will be doing it on May 17th.
Yes.
It'll be the Jim and Them anniversary show / Streamathon extravaganza.
So should we expect, like last time, start around 5 or so?
Yeah, we'll start at 5. We'll start at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah, but Mike's not here now. The Moon Man scared him. He was all talking all kinds of shit at the end of part 1. And then, but as soon as we got off Mike, he got really spooked about the Moon Man and he left.
Yeah, a giant finger knocked on his door.
yeah, he got squashed up.
Yeah.
But yes, anyways, for the Jim and Them celebration, mark your calendars, take work off. Yeah. Kick off summer with the boys at Jim and Them.
If you're if you're European, figure it out. It worked out great last time. A lot of times you guys were popping in hour 20.
Yeah, we do hope to, because people in different time zones, especially of our international listeners, since we will be streaming, you're more than welcome to call in, sit in, hang out.
You get in the chill zone. We might bring back the chill zone.
It's going to be a goddamn celebration. Still kind of working out details. I think I might have to just keep, like, right now we multi-stream to, like, Kick, Twitch, YouTube. We'll probably just keep it all on Twitch just to kind of consolidate.
Yes.
But I don't know. These are just things in the works.
Get your Twitch account in order. If you're banned from Twitch, get your Ghost account in order.
Get your Sock Puppet account ready to go. But yeah, this is just an early shout out to give the real ones out there that listen to the podcast and listen live. A little heads up on the Streamathon coming May 17th. Kickoff of summer, the Jim and Them birthday celebration. Be there or fucking be square.
Yeah.
What else? Oh yeah. What's up with your boy J. Cole apologizing for dissing?
My man's.
He
wants to stop the violence, man.
Well, because Kendrick Lamar, have they ever had beef before? You probably don't follow them too much as much as like any more than I do anyways, I guess, right?
I don't think so. I think it was just like, oh, top three, fuck the other top two.
Yeah. Whatever.
But
yeah.
I don't think J. Cole has ever said anything about Kendrick Lamar or vice versa.
Well, because this is just kind of a thing Kendrick Lamar does. Like he pops up every now and then, disses some people and gets some clout off of it a little bit. I mean, yeah. It's a good way to get clout. Just do a diss track. It's a tried and true hip hop method. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was almost like he felt bad. Well, not that he felt bad, but like someone got in his ear because he happened to be saying that J. Cole's To Pimp a Butterfly is not that great. And everyone's like, oh, how dare you?
Yeah.
Actually, I want to hear a little snippet.
Yeah, that album sucks.
I want to hear a little snippet of his track. Although he did say he was going to delete it, I think.
Like 7 minute drill. Is it 7 minutes long?
No.
Okay.
No. It is off like a, I don't know if it's a mixtape or something that's called Might Delete Later.
It sounds corny.
I did see some people, I thought the diss wasn't bad, but I did see some people like J. Cole, huge fans that were like, oh, what's the name of his next album? Hold on. Like it's some sort of, this is all part of his upcoming album. Oh, because his album's called The Fall Off. Uh-huh. And so I saw someone, they were dead serious. And they were like, no, he's doing this on purpose because he's setting up the Fall Off album
by doing bad stuff.
By, yeah, apologizing and looking weak and stupid.
4D in chess. Front of the
hit. Yeah, exactly. It's a big carrot. And then he's going to unveil that J. Cole is, or whatever his real name is. He's not going to be J. Cole anymore. It's going to be the birth of Jermaine or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Turn it up.
Oh, AC, real quick to back up on the Streamathon. The YouTube video should be back up. I fought for the Streamathon, the last Streamathon, I fought the copyright. So it should be back up. Actually, if someone could check that, let me know. It's in the Jim and Them podcast playlist under the membership. Sorry.
Light work, like it's PwC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see where I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard burst like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. Nino with this thing, this that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him.
light work like it's PWC.
I mean, I don't hate it. It's not amazing. It's not bad either.
It's
I don't think it's a song.
Yeah, like it's not. I mean, it's not some, like his back to back or something where it's like clear. Like, oh yeah, he bodied.
I think he's got some decent shots though.
Yeah,
but I do think people are like, oh, how could you say that? Well, some Kendrick albums were bad.
Yeah, it's really he doesn't have much beef. So all he can really say is like, I don't like your albums as much. And he said two of them were classics.
Yeah.
He's like, two are incredible works of art. One was kind of boring, but people gassed it.
Which is true, though. To me, that was the realest shit he ever wrote.
I think the one he's saying is boring is the only one we like.
No, he's talking about To Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, I thought he said his second shit, because I thought Mad City was his second shit.
Well, I think I was reading through the breakdown, and yeah, like some people, there's the whatever first one is, but people think of Mad City as like his first one. Although the second one, because yeah, there was Mad City, then it's some like other one, and then To Pimp a Butterfly, then Damn, I think.
I thought Damn was before To Pimp a Butterfly.
Maybe it was.
I have no idea.
I mean, I've never liked anything since Mad City anyways. Anything else I've heard has been boring as fuck.
Yeah. I just listened to J. Cole mixtapes. gonna diss Kendrick. His albums are not that great, except two that are perfect. Shout outs. I love you, Kendrick. I'm sorry.
But yeah, let's see. I think this is the longer one too, the longer version of his speech. So I do want to, maybe there's more context. Maybe he doesn't sound as pussy as I thought.
Except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, I don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, 3 weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? My niggas like, bit boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh my fucking God.
Now, is there elements of this where Kendrick's got shooters? So he's like afraid?
I mean, he says he's in gangs or was.
I don't know.
I'm so far removed from Kendrick.
Is Kendrick
stuff,
like Chris Brown, where Chris Brown's got shooters? Chris Brown's got people that break people's arms.
It's way more dangerous to be beefing with Chris Brown. Chris Brown's crazy. Chris Brown kills J. Cole for some reason.
Answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime. Right? Niggas want to see blood.
Do a song.
Yeah,
Shut up. Shut up. This isn't stand up. Get out of here.
The fuck is Drake?
One, I know my heart. You know what I mean? And like, I know how I feel about my peers. These two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone
It really, I think it was Academics that said it, that was like, Drake needs to diss J. Cole now.
That'd be so funny. Yeah, he's like with Kendrick for some reason.
Chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way.
I think but the world it's clear see, that Drake's son needs to dish J. Cole.
I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world wants to see blood.
There he is.
So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jab my nigga back and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it,
it's just bizarre to me because I can understand his point of view if he didn't release a diss song.
Yeah.
If he was just kind of like performing and he's like, I know there's a lot of shit talking, right? Or whatever. I know there's like, you know, people are starting beef, but I'm not about that. I respect. Because it's like you had to sit down, write a song, record it, produce it, release it. And then like 2 days later, like, oh, fuck, what the fuck, dude?
This is the smartest way to save it when it just didn't pop off. Like nobody thought it was good. At best, people are like, okay.
I think people did think it was good, though.
Really?
Like, his actual upload, again, I think he might have taken it down. Because when I checked like a day or two before he apologized, because I was like, I was interested. And on his upload, it had like 4 million views or something like that.
Yeah, but is that just what he draws?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because Beef's always going to bring everyone out. But I mean, maybe people, I mostly saw it, but again, I didn't dig deep. It was just on his YouTube. Of course, people are going to be loving it. But it was mostly positive stuff. I read through some of the rhymes and I was like, oh, these aren't, this isn't bad. I mean, yeah, he's not saying like, I'm going to fuck your wife or whatever.
Yeah.
Or he's not saying like, you know, you a homo. But
yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's shitting on him at least.
He should have just done, as far as I know, he doesn't have beef with Kanye. Have Kanye make a beef. Although Kanye wouldn't beef with Kendrick. Have him make a diss song about Drake. J. Cole's a diss with Drake.
I'm always confused with the Kanye-Drake beef because then they're friends like a month later and then they're not friends anymore.
I don't think they're ever the vibe. They'll be on a song maybe every now and then.
But they did that big show together.
Yeah, they did do that and then like immediately started dissing each other back and forth after that on there. So I don't know.
But then again, I guess I think they also, I mean, there's definitely elements of like WWE, like they know that this is good for everybody.
Yeah, with Kanye, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, Kanye, I'm not so sure either.
I almost completely memory hold him having like a year long beef with the guy from SNL, Skeet Davidson.
Oh, that's right.
That was right before he started getting even more crazy with the talk.
I didn't ever even listen to that latest album he dropped. Did it ever get put back up, or is it still down?
Yeah, it's back up. Yeah,
I should listen to it.
It's good. It's great.
When it comes out, and I see the talk. That shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel. That shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone?
All right, time to play a classic. J. Cole. All those classic J. Cole songs, like whatever ones with Drake I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, I like that song with that recent one.
There's a recent one with a rapper that you like.
Good, yeah, the song with Lil Durk.
All my life, fuck Kendrick.
Well, it's even worse, again, if he dropped the song but then was like, if he did this same speech, like outside of the part where he has to be like, oh man, he's the greatest, because let's hear it for him. If he just did the speech of like, I'm not really, I did a diss song, but I'm not about that, so I'm going to go ahead and say like, he can do whatever the fuck, but I'm not a part of this anymore. But he doesn't have to then like suck his dick right after as well. Yeah.
This gives a great backdoor to Drake though to just not do a song now because he's like, I'm with my brother Cole. I had some fire. You should hear it, play a snippet of something.
Well, what's his name says he's got a nuclear friggin' diss track ready to drop. Who's that dumbass
Academics?
Rapper guy with a podcast, not Academics.
Oh, Adam 22.
No. I'll look it up. Be
I guess he's not a rapper.
Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct?
Shut up.
As do I. So
I love this man.
Be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose.
That was Joe Budden. Joe Budden says Drake and Kendrick Lamar both have diss records ready to release at any moment.
How does he know? Isn't he always beefing with Drake?
I mean, I guess supposedly he's got contacts in the biz. What I'm hearing from both sides is it's nuclear. It's up, and I'm hearing this from people who can rap. Drake did it, and people heard it. I heard it's coming soon, and it's bad. Get ready for war. Well, he's just full of shit. Just trying to get downloads.
Oh, fuck you.
You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel wrong.
Yeah, Kendrick.
Kendrick.
You're so gay.
You're so fucking gay. You're so fucking gay.
Oh, yeah. Kendrick.
Yeah, it's the only good Drake. That is any rapper, though, you have to start with.
Yeah.
That's like classic Drake. That's fucking drip drop Drake.
That God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really...
Oh, yeah, Ghostly Squids. Why are you not calling this out, Jeff? Is this a humiliation ritual?
I don't know. It's already pretty humiliating to be J. Cole in this whole thing.
He'd have to be wearing a dress or something for it to be a humiliation ritual,
It really is, like, his fan base getting him in the top three somehow, because nobody in the world knows J. Cole songs besides his fan base. Like, everyone knows some Drake and fucking Kendrick songs.
True.
Even Kendrick is kind of faded from memory for me.
Well, even Kendrick, like, there was all this news about this diss or his beef, but then after CinemaCon the past few days, all the big news about him is that he's working on a musical with Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Okay. They have a musical coming out next year.
All right.
To say it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly, and I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really...
Oh, I didn't see Game Guy in the YouTube chat also said humiliation ritual. You guys could be right. I don't know why we didn't see it. We're supposed to be the... We're supposed to be the based police or the based department.
Yeah, I think he's just Sigma. Or not Sigma. He's the opposite. He's Beta. He's cucking. He's cucking to fucking Kendrick.
And on my path, you know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive a nigga for like the misstep, and then I can get back to my true path.
Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, oh. Let me know how good I've been sleeping for the.
A funny Kanye Drake beef thing that I heard about that I didn't realize when it happened. Remember that Poopity Scoop song, that weird one where he's just going,
yeah,
like, Poopity Scoop.
Yeah.
Like the origin of that was like a beat that he sent to Drake that like Drake did a whole song for, and right before Drake was going to release, he just released the beat with him going, boop, boopity, scoop, scoop, boop. And, like, Drake didn't know why. He, like, finished the song, and then he dropped it on, like, a podcast or something. It's, like, new, and it's a 30 seconds long.
What a funny guy.
So that alone, like, gives Drake reason to have beef. What the hell?
Price. Actually, we got to talk. Well, yeah, well, let me play the last few seconds of this.
Past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, I want to now perform the song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God. And the name of the song is called Love Yours. I want to do that for y'all.
It's called Thick White Bitches Go Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to bring toxic masculinity into this, but this is some real bitch shit. Like the whole thing of like hip hop is like braggadocious and like swag and shit.
You're killing swag.
Like, I get it. Sometimes you get caught up in your feelings or something, but you got to just go with it, bro. Like, you're killing your image.
Drake would never do this.
Yeah, no, no way. But no, we got to talk about it was a couple of weeks old now, but Kanye's lawsuit for Donda Academy. Uh-huh. And what was it? Didn't he like, let me see, what was it?
Oh, the Super Mario stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a few things. So Kanye West being sued by a former Donda Academy employee claiming workplace abuse. He allegedly wanted to introduce a jail at the school so kids could be locked in cages.
Uh-huh.
Ye wanted kids to shave their heads.
Uh-huh.
Ye physically threatened Phillips, Trevor Phillips, who brought the lawsuit, stating, I'm going to punch you in the face, before abruptly changing tone and mimicking Super Mario's victory dance, saying, I'm going to give you one more chance, another life.
Woohoo! I'm going to give you one more chance, another life. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, what's Mario's victory dance? Is it just the hop with the fists in the air? Like, it's got to be, right?
He had to have gone wahoo. They left it out, but how would you identify it as Mario unless he went wahoo? And then I assume he did Italian accent.
Yes.
I'm going to give you one more chance. Another. He's wearing some sort of black mask doing this whole thing.
Dude, you can literally picture it happening like on a dime. Like there was no moment.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Wahoo!
Wahoo! His future slut.
I'm going to give you one more chance. Another life.
His naked future slut wife is just behind your room.
His weird sex doll wife is just staring at everyone.
He takes off on a little Mario Kart, but has a K on the front. Or I guess a Y.
After a split from Adidas,
he wore
Gap,
a Bush costume, would pop out and scare the staff.
Wait, what?
He would dress up like a Bush and pop out and scare the staff.
After a split from Adidas and Gap over anti-Semitism, he allegedly said he wanted to go after LGBTQ plus community next. Claiming they're part of a population control scheme by Bill Gates. That is like like a Alex Jones. That's like a talking point. So that's something you probably get into.
Oh yeah, we all The DOS is there. It's just whether or not Kanye decides to slide it. I like that he has a plan of attack. We went after Jews. Now we're getting LGBTQ next.
Yeah, Phillips, who's black, says Ye treated the black staff considerably worse than white employees.
Yeah.
Ye is accused of promoting anti-Semitism at the school, expressing a preference for dating white women, threatening to...
Why would that come up?
Yeah.
All right, if they're working at these schools, I like it when you're dating white women.
Threatening to fire overweight employees and allegedly spending $2 million of the school's funds on a Paris trip.
Yeah.
In December 2022, meeting at the Nobu Hotel in Malibu, he allegedly praised Hitler, denied the Holocaust, and dismissed gay people as non-Christians before having hotel staff play the Batman 2022 silently, creating an uneasy atmosphere for Phillips. Does he mean like the movie was silent, or everyone had to shut up? Or
I think
everyone.
The movie's on mute,
and all the people are muted.
And
as
he's
well?
Like, nobody should talk, or he's going to start raving again. Yeah.
I mean,
just like this,
I could see him being like, "This movie's a visual feast. We could just watch it as a silent film on mute. Everyone, shut up. Put the movie on.
Yeah,
let's go.
I love Hitler. The Holocaust didn't happen." Now let's watch Batman 2022 on mute.
Phillips is pursuing a minimum of 35. I mean, that's not that much in damages. 35K.
The flip side of this is this lady that has this lawsuit still has like her kid enrolled in like his choir program. He has some sort of Donda, and they're like, oh, she's a great student. And
no, like, don't do that.
35,000 is wild.
Yeah, only 35K in damages, alleging whistleblower retaliation, racial discrimination, and a hostile work environment. Among eight other causes of action.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, like, you, like, they always, like, go after people for being, oh, they just want to take a bunch of money. But when you take that little money, it looks like you're, like, guilty. It's like, why did you ask for a reasonable amount for some reason?
Well, I think it makes Ye look guilty. I think it makes them look truthful. Because they're kind of saying, like, look, if I wanted to be sensationalist about this, I'd be asking for millions of dollars. But I feel like I was wronged, but I'm also being fair. I just feel like this is a fair amount. I don't, maybe it's like some sort of salary or how amount of time they work there or something.
I don't understand that. Even if I don't not believe Ye is guilty of everything here.
Yeah.
I'm like, what part of this is a crime?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess it's just workplace intimidation. Like, because I mean, it's not necessarily a crime.
What workplace even is it? They didn't even make the school. Like, that's what it's like. They were just at a warehouse for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, what, well, who are the kids? Oh, this is the idea. Because the kids shaving their heads, these are just ideas. They were blue skying it.
Yeah, they didn't make
it. So he was just throwing ideas out. Like, what if we have a jail?
Yeah.
And we lock the kids up when they're bad.
Shave their heads.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I don't know how. Well, these other things make sense though, because it doesn't matter if you go into a warehouse, you're still working to build something. But then I don't know how he's promoting anti-Semitism at the school then, if the school doesn't exist.
He's probably just writing the curriculum, which just means having like Nick Fuentes or who's that gay grifter that he has in his. He always has that, like.
I thought it was Nick Fuentes.
Well,
right?
There's another one, like an actual gay guy.
What Milo?
Milo?
Was he with Milo?
Like,
yeah.
Milo, like, Milo still Yiannopoulos. Pops up. It's like, oh, he still has Milo with him? Is that other lady, Yes Jules or whatever, got fucking, like, sued by him for, like, millions of dollars.
Who's Yes Jules?
She, like, worked for him in the same capacity as, like, these people, but apparently she, like, leaked stuff online and stuff, so they fired her and sued her. I don't know.
So did he win his lawsuit against her?
I think it's currently happening. No. This one, I assume, is also just currently happening.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of in the mix right now.
Yeah, I believe all of this. I'm just saying, what part of this is a crime? He's just quirky.
Yeah, well, no. Like, if you're part of the initial meetings for a business, then... Yeah, some of this, no. But then I guess threatening... You can't threaten to punch people... Even though, again, like, it's not like I would sue somebody. I would just be like, hey, don't fucking do that. What are you doing? But then, yeah, I don't know how he'd spend. Well, I guess they must have raised money if he was able to spend $2 million of the school's funds on a Paris trip.
Yeah. I don't know where that fund comes from.
Yeah.
Just dark web.
Are they, like, with schools, do you get some sort of government grants to build a school?
I don't know if the government gave Kanye a grant. Well, we gave him $8 million. He spent $2 million getting his dick sucked in Paris.
I did see
the jails are being constructed right now.
One of the racist accounts that pops up on my feed.
Because you follow it.
No, I don't follow it. Because again, I don't follow my feed. I follow the algo.
Okay.
And it was some black guy or something that got shot by the cops. And they were like, oh, well, maybe too bad we're going to miss out on his... what was it? Too bad we're going to miss out on his nanobot technology. Because apparently the guy that got shot, he had made a fake nanobot technology for a PPP loan.
Okay,
and got like $20,000 or something forgiven.
Oh, man. They took the nanobot scientists? They always are taking the people that make their Toyota run on water and the guys that make nanobots.
Yeah, and the nanobot techno scientist.
It's just that plane that guy tried to build in Africa.
Oh, man. People got so mad at us for that. People get mad at us for all... like. We don't find the right odd. Like Kevin Scampoli right now is being doxxed by all these people because he called, he said a wrestler was a slave, or a black wrestler was a slave. Mm-hmm. Although, even though he gets doxxed by all these people, he finds all these other people that like love what he does. I mean, don't get me wrong. We find a good amount of people. Like, we have real ones in the chat. Yeah. We have the podcast scum.
But we got to be in the news.
But like, I always second guess the things I pick because I understand why people are mad. Like, I put up our Ed Piskor video, and I get people be mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't find the people that also find that funny as well. Because I mean, come on, how do you not find some of the humor involved in this situation here?
Yeah, it's because we're beautiful snowflakes. We just see the twisted side. It goes from dark humor to Disney dreams.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. We love the magic. We can be a little edgy. We could be a little dark, but we love the magic of our theme park.
True.
But then also when we put up that. Yeah, then was it Nigerian, the guy that built the
Nigerian
homemade
plane? Yeah.
And he just like immediately
like
nosedives right off a little
ramp.
Somehow
catches fire. Yeah.
People were upset. They were like, what have you ever done? It's like, well, I haven't done a ton, but I've done bet more than him.
I could do that.
I could do what that guy's doing.
Yeah.
Kristen sent me this guy, this TikTok guy. I only watched one of his videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to suss if he's fake or not, but I guess he's... Kristen says you watched a few more of them, so maybe he's not fake.
Nice.
So I don't know if he's more in realm with... who was that other guy? The telomeres guy?
Well, this is good. It's always good if they only have like 20 likes and stuff
that.
Because
my
Reels rhythm has been hitting me that. It's been hitting me with this guy that's like some old black guy that drinks 42s, which I didn't even know were made of old English, and watches like he's watching like aliens on a TV that's leaned against the wall. And he's like, let's go, let's go. And it shows his 40 and then he has like 9 likes. But my algorithm recommended it to me. I love it.
Yeah, I love when you can stumble upon, because sometimes you'll find the weirdos
that everyone's
already found, and so it's not as cool.
Yeah, this is like the Jim and Them experience, really. It's just finding the weirdos that don't have the hype.
Because Kristen has a great algorithm. She's always getting weirdos like this. One second, I'm just pulling it up for the chat here.
Yeah, it takes a while to get a sweet algo sometimes, or you can derail it.
I only saw a little of him, so I don't know if he's kind of like the telomeres guy, where he's telling like, it's almost like pickup style tips, but of like negging women or being an alpha male.
Okay.
But he just kind of looks like a schlubby dude.
Nice. Yes. I like his hair.
My friend, I'm glad you're taking notes. I want you to pay attention to something.
I don't know why he holds
Hilled
something.
Garlic.
Yeah, is that what he... Yeah. I didn't see what
I want you to pay attention to something. You know I eat a lot of garlic. And you know I don't eat on the weekends. What? I want you to really study what I'm going to tell you right now. When I tell women that they're beautiful, they're very attractive, I'm not saying it.
You know what's good to pick up women is to burp between every word you say. It's one of the hardest videos to watch is when people are doing this.
Yeah, when they keep
like, we'll all have that moment on a show or something where you're like trying to get it out.
And yeah.
But some people do whole videos where it's like, I'm picking up women it's like one of the most infuriating things. Go ahead.
Some kind of reaction back. I say it like a scientific observation. If you haven't noticed, you notice that when I speak to women,
Yeah, it's really stuck in his throat there, isn't it? Yeah, he really can't get it out.
Don't expect him to be saturated by my words or very wet. I talk to them as if I'm just doing my gender role as a man, and I'm very mindful and respectful, but I'm not expecting any kind of emotion back. Now you're beginning to learn.
And that's how I get
one
laid.
Of my master techniques.
Eat garlic.
Yeah, what is
Wait,
the
does
garlic?
He eat garlic?
I don't. He mentioned that he eats a lot of garlic, but I don't know what it has to do with anything.
He doesn't eat on
though.
Weekends.
He doesn't eat on weekends.
And he eats a lot of garlic.
What's the text say? My friend, here is a little secret to one of my master techniques. Real beautiful women are numb to the same words they hear all the time. Modern day feminists hate it when they are attracted to a certain man, and that man is just being considerate and polite, but he doesn't want her.
But it sounds... Oh, so that he's saying be that?
I think so.
Okay.
Like,
so just talk to them like humans?
Yeah, well, but also, but you it's kind of like... Not playing hard to get, but being like, hey, I'm genuine, but I'm not...
Interested.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
I eat a lot of garlic and no food
on
the weekends.
I eat garlic and no... Yeah, I can't afford food on the weekends.
One of my master techniques is I don't eat food and lots of garlic. How are you? There's a bunch of food right there.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. Is that...
The one with chicken wings. Let's start with the chicken wings.
Or is that this one?
Or Hawaiian barbecue. The one with the Hawaiian barbecue. That's some chicken katsu.
Wait, where are you seeing us?
Yeah, you have your...
This one?
Yeah.
But it also, is this label Get Info? Or does he talk about the elections, apparently? There's like an alert on it, but let's see.
Okay, that's good.
No, that is good.
Food for thought. Food for thought for you Democratic TikTokers. When you increase the minimum wage... All prices
is he
go
still
up.
Burping, or is that just how he? That just his cadence.
He just can't breathe, or something. I don't know. He might if he's eating all that peeled garlic all the time, like it's ready to go, ready to eat. I guess is what his point was. He's probably he's got one in his lip right now, like a dip. Just a clove. I'm just cloving right now. You know me.
Hold on, I'm trying to fix the view here.
That's how I pick up women. Is I just keep a clove on me at all times. Yep.
I mean, are they attracted to this garlic? Is he trying to get at something like it's good for your cum or it fucking...
It's good to saturate your body in garlic. That's one thing I know is like eating lots of garlic, the smell of garlic, sweating garlic. All these are things women like. Not giving a fuck about them smell like garlic.
In the great state of California, I'm about to show you a receipt so you can understand that raising the cost of minimum wage does not... help the problem. $13.99 for a katsu chicken combo.
All right, hold on. Let me read his text. For Democratic TikToker, oh, is this what he already said? Okay, all prices go up. The solution is voting for a president who's an expert in business management and knows how to restore the value of American dollar. Food for thought. $14 for chicken katsu combo at $20 an hour. How much would my chicken katsu combo cost me if we raise the minimum wage to $30 an hour?
Did they get $20 an hour to make chicken katsu?
Is he in California?
It said Southgate, California. On
I think
address.
I think they have some areas that are $20 an hour.
Let's go. That's like how much it costs here, though, and our minimum wage is like $7. Yeah.
So I want you to remember something. President Donald Trump is the expert on business management, so he knows how to increase the American dollar and restore it back to its rightful place. Raising the cost of minimum wage does not fix the problem. It makes inflation go up. That's why it's very important for you kids to pick the right person that's actually going to fix their country and their economy.
Now he's just spitting facts, I feel, right?
Time to go pick up the kids from school in my school bus that I drive.
Do you think that's his real hair color?
I think his roots betray him on there, and he's just going for sort of a surfer vibe.
Fortnite. Wait, is Fortnite
a burger?
Is Burger a character? Who's Burger?
I think he's just saying there's a new Fortnite burger. He is holding a crucifix.
He's holding a cross. Oh, is this on Easter?
Do
oh,
for
no,
God. Do for
ago.
Jesus Christ. Do for America. Michael Dufour, 2024. 4/12.
This was earlier today.
Hey, Fortnite burger. If I said what I really wanted to say.
Oh, maybe
this
it's
is
a 10 hater.
Minutes long. Okay.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Let's go.
So Fortnite Burger, I'm assuming, is a hater, maybe a troll in his chat or in his comments.
We'll see.
Yeah.
TikTok would ban this video, and I am on my last strike. There's a thin line between respect and just being an enemy of God.
He's really like holding it like it's like a sword or something.
The things that's going on in our country, people like you, is exactly what's wrong with our country. Because, see, I lived in the better times of America. Back then,
honey, your Fortnite burger's ready.
God in our country.
I'm feeling a threatening TikTok.
You can hear it in the music. Oldies, the real best music of America in our American history.
Is Fortnite
Burger. It has Christian content if you like it or not. That was the best music that we have in our American culture and our history. We do have
oldies. Do you think he means like real oldies, like 50s, 60s?
Yeah,
but he
like
said he
Jersey
lived
Boys
through it
stuff.
Or does he mean like 90s, like Linkin Park?
Oh, maybe he means like DC Talk, like 90s Christian.
Oh,
rap.
Yeah, Christian. Maybe Newsboys.
Newsboys, definitely.
We have American culture, and these crooked politicians is teaching the entire country to be submissive to their political propaganda. They're teaching, they're waging war on God, and it's the honest God truth. Hollyweird is mocking Christianity,
true,
specifically. Out of all the religions in the world, they go after the one and true religion.
Is this what the kids call locked
now,
in?
He is locked
you're
in.
You're just
you
like any
in.
Other non-believer that because you don't see the body of Jesus Christ, you deny God and because you're living in your sins. We always tell you people to read your Holy Bible because you got to have a relationship with God. Those are his words that's written in the Holy Bible. And you don't want to read the Bible.
Autistic for God is one of the oldest slam dunks of all time. Like half of a Christian congregation is just like retarded guys. That like,
well, yeah, but they're not even like they wouldn't believe that they're autistic, but they just, they happen to fall in. Like the religion fills whatever their autistic, like,
yeah, that's their
fascination. Is.
Yeah, because this guy's just clearly retarded, but like he found his thing, his fixation, and it's God. Good for him.
I did see a funny tweet that was like, I showed my Gen X daughter like a mosh pit, like a video of a mosh pit, and she was like, "That just looks like autistic stimming." That's just a bunch of autistic stimming.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You have something inside you holding you back from reading the Bible.
It's like if Boy Blue never found Insane Clown Posse.
Read his words.
Yeah, it's like if he found, like, instead of Insane Clown Posse, he found Jesus in the Bible.
He would be doing so much better.
Yeah,
look how great this guy is. This guy's not as exciting.
Yeah. I thought he was going to get more into the girl, how he picks up chicks.
Yeah.
Countries around the world.
Or the Fortnite burger.
I can't name them all on top of my head at this moment. But you have a good brain. You can go do your research and discover how many countries around the world
kicked
is by
him out.
Fund of God and his son. And it's for a very good reason.
I bet he's like the Christian
you
guy that's like
really
loves
true.
Israel, though. He's probably big into Israel.
Well, was he just talking about Jews getting kicked out of countries or no?
No, I just put that on him.
Oh.
So.
Oh, his hand tats.
Yeah, what were his knuckle tats?
And you're going to realize
so this is like,
that there's some.
This could be, this is probably one of those guys that was in a gang or went to jail or something and became super religious.
Yeah.
Somebody that's outside.
He got raped, retarded.
This government of ours in our country. The United States of America was a nation, a country for the love of God. And you don't want to admit it, but it's in the Pledge of Allegiance. It's in our American currency. And that offends you because you know that's written, it's true. So,
yeah, man. I don't know. This I thought this guy was a little different.
Yeah,
but he does have a million videos. So, and he just puts up video. These are all from today.
Yeah.
That was the garlic one.
What's got his most hits?
Oh, Turtles Cafe.
Good morning, TikTok. You guys having a nice day, including you women.
There we go.
So, let me show you guys what I'm cooking before I start the video.
Garlic.
what
it's
is
just
that?
Ramen and eggs, I think.
Yeah, what is that?
That's ramen for sure and eggs.
Eggs and
chicken,
what, like
maybe?
Cheese or cream or something? What's
yeah.
all over it?
He added some sort of sauce, maybe like Alfredo and then chicken.
I guess he'll explain the dish, I assume. He'll break it down for us.
Good morning, ladies. Fortnite burgers are being prepared. That's his Fortnite burger. It's a bunch of fucking shit and mushroom sauce.
Oh, baby. You know I had to add a little bit of Gouda cheese. And I also use fresh avocado.
For what? Where's the avocado? Like, so that's Gouda cheese and avocado make brown sauce?
Smothered in ramen noodles?
You know, I grabbed an avocado, grabbed some cheese, and went... and then cracked an egg hole. Just liked his video.
Go. Oh, shit. I didn't mean to do that.
Take that away.
For this long. The good things are about to happen very soon. Today is Friday, so you do know I'm a full-time college student. So if I'm not providing you
culinary
the best
arts.
Quality content, it's because my mind is focused on my education. And you should be thankful that I'm making videos as I'm pursuing my education. So that way I can elevate the men that's all in the back of the line, the ones that didn't care about your education. You didn't care about
it's got to be great to be going to the community college that this guy goes to. And he's just interrupting the class the whole time.
Yeah.
You're never getting to any point of your math 102 class.
But also, your biggest nightmare is like you accidentally get cornered by him, like when you're leaving, and he just keeps talking to you.
Oh, all the college teens,
yeah,
all the fucking freshman.
But
girls.
You keep trying to be like, well, okay, and then he's like, but also another thing, like Fortnite burger,
Fortnite burger, and they tried to take Jesus out of the flag, and you know me, Fortnite burgers
you
every
know me?
Night.
Avocado, Gouda, ramen.
Avocado, Gouda, ramen, mushroom, cream of mushroom,
fresh garlic,
a bunch of raw garlic.
Games and being losers. I'm strictly.
Hey, do you have any garlic?
And I'm about to teach all of you how to.
Yeah, he's just eating it like candy. You want some garlic? You want some peeled garlic?
I have garlic. I don't have any gum.
Hey, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
So right now, in case you guys don't
know, a group project with Nick and Michael,
and we have political propaganda going on. So
new FaceTime from Michael.
America,
Fortnite burger.
We had these problems. Men were men, women were women.
Yeah,
there's nothing complicated.
It does. Retarded guys get rocked with the algo. They accidentally click a couple male videos and then they get hit by every grifter. Because there's a guy from Fish Tank called John, and he's the retarded guy from there. And his is all this. He goes live with. He got grifted so much he went live with like a gay OnlyFans guy, and he's supposed to be like a MGTOW guy. And everyone was just like, "How is this MGTOW?"
Yeah, this guy never thought about this stuff until the algorithm really fucked his whole head up, and now it's all about traditional America and how men were men and women were women.
It's awesome.
Simpler days, everyone.
Getting pounded by the algo.
Body from all spectrums of mankind. I can't believe I just said spectrum. I know how to deal it, but...
He can't even say it because the gender spectrum or the autistic spectrum?
There's only two states, retarded or not.
Yeah, I can't believe it even came out of my mouth.
Yeah, there's no autism doesn't have a spectrum.
I provide the solution to the problem. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to hate me. They're going to hate me.
Or he hates spectrum because everyone's always saying, "Oh, you're on the spectrum, right?" He's like, "No."
You're going to realize that's not what you know. That
I'm not.
It doesn't work out. So the reason why this is such a big deal.
His mom's holding the camera.
These politicians destroyed our American culture. We actually have American culture. In case you don't know this. We are a Christian nation, and a lot of non-believers are going to hate to hear this. But
yeah, he must have a tick or something because he's always doing that.
Well, I mean, he got that fucking long haul in the what do they call it? The Solely Lonesome or something? What's the name of the pokey? There's a cool name for it. The Stony Lonesome.
Wait, what is that?
The jail. I heard someone call it the Stony Lonesome one time.
What is that?
Jail.
Oh,
he did a long stint in jail.
Lonesome.
I got caught up in calling it the Stony Lonesome. Not the point. He did a long stint in jail for that drunk driving accident he got in that killed a guy. Then he got raped autistic. He got out. Now he lives with his mom.
I mean, on the other hand, like the internet does give these people an outlet. Even though he's like talking to no one, he can just make constant 10-minute videos. This one's the impromptu secret assignment. I'm skipping ahead to try to find out what that secret assignment
blow
is.
Blow up Turtles Cafe.
Yeah, what's Turtles Cafe?
Already. And I, for me, the reason why I need the power is so that way I can force the change on the country. Unlike these other content creators that only care about making money and to look cute on camera,
I just want the power.
Our country. And if you know my whole backstory, you'll be very surprised. I actually have our national treasure all the way back to the 1700s, the founding of our country. And I was going to use it.
I was in the Stony Lonesome.
The entire United States of America so I could fix the problems that these crooked politicians have created. They've been talking in circles. It's not going to get better anytime soon. That's why I had a better
man. POV, you're his better help therapist.
You don't have the right to impose sexuality on children and teenagers.
What is the assignment?
You guys will be very surprised on YouTube how such a threat on social media that they had Joe Biden sent special people to restrict my YouTube channel.
We must have missed it.
And I didn't realize on TikTok, I'm also placing the container.
Yeah, Joe Biden specifically called out his account. Like, we need to put a stop to this shit.
I'm making my declaration to the man behind the moon. Help Donald Trump win the election, man behind the moon.
And I beg of you to not vote for Biden because clearly him being in office has angered the man behind the moon.
Yeah.
We didn't see angry men behind the moon when Trump was in office.
If you believe there's a big man behind the moon.
Let's see. This one has 90,000 views. Let's see what he's getting into here.
Brittany, you are the most beautiful white blonde woman in this entire world. And this video is for you. Brittany Spears? He spelled the name wrong.
From Michael Dufour. I'm sure it's just Brittany in his class.
They're
dude.
Saying cut to 5:30. But then another guy says 8:25. So this is all good. Right.
Yeah, I think Brittany is probably just a local girl, unfortunately. This poor girl.
He does look like a natural blonde.
Though. Yeah. Well, I liked it again. I'm trying to click to play it.
It's been a very long time.
He is doing
since
sexy face.
Middle school?
Yeah, you knew her from middle school.
He is playing the Insidious soundtrack. That's where you want to put cologne. Back of the neck.
My first girlfriend. My true love.
This nightmare music.
How have you been doing all these years?
Oh, it is his first girl.
I hope you've been reading your Bible. Giving him the thanks. Because when he sent me a beautiful dream of you. That was probably the best dream I ever had in my entire life.
Oh my God, yeah. Dude. He thinks that
Mr. Sandman sent him a dream.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he had a dream about his first girlfriend, and he's like, she's doing this to me. She put a spell on me, this fucking harpy.
Women, girls, SoCal, Florida, Maine, Idaho, Utah, West Virginia, Virginia, French.
Yeah, these are all his hashtags.
Blonde, platinum.
Dream, ocean.
Oldies.
Oh, no. Maybe if we cut to 5:30, he's going to get into details. I don't want to cut ahead. I want to hear what he's going to talk about.
Play.
You were very beautiful, and the way God made the dream was beyond perfect. I was full of suspense. To see who is this beautiful woman that's sitting right by me. In the dream, I looked right into the mirror and guess what I seen? The most beautiful white blonde woman I ever seen in my life, and it was you. I know exactly who you are. If I said your last name, you would be very famous. But Brittany, you're very, very beautiful. I can only imagine how you look in person. You can judge me when I was your first, okay? I was a little boy. Now I want you to judge me who I am today.
Yeah.
Then you let me know if I learned a lot.
He still looks like a little boy.
Still need some things to work on. Considering my circumstance.
I mean, he must have had a dream about a six-year-old, sixth-grade girl then.
Yeah,
he hasn't known her since school.
You know, he knew it was her when he saw that she was white and blonde. Yeah,
the true.
Who is this white, blonde, French, Florida, Maine, Utah, Idaho, West Virginia visage that I see before me?
Fortnite burger.
Fortnite burger, music, beach, ocean, dream, English.
But you are very beautiful, and
It's been a while since I felt like this for any kind of woman.
This
it's
is like the not good version of because what was it Troy's mixtape of?
Oh yeah,
I didn't think
my,
ooh,
baby.
Like
my baby, my
like
baby,
a woman that truly
ooh, I love you.
Satisfied my every desire, inside my heart,
watermelon head.
It was a very good.
Oh, I love you.
Okay, let me turn the music down.
That's the Troy's mixtape of love is what you do when you're not
now,
retarded. So imagine being
I
in love
to go
and
buy
retarded.
Some white roses from the store, but in all honesty, I would only give it to you in person because I would just have them in the house and they just would have spoiled.
5:30 is just him breathing
you
know hard with a gun in his mouth.
I would have just gave you the white roses in person, and I like to just look at you awkward to see how you react. You have no idea
so
how much I evolved. I love my father in heaven, but I love a real woman even more, and I love the woman
lo-fi
of my dreams
jazz
the
to
most.
Fixate on Britney too.
You're very beautiful. Those on my eyebrows, I try to have them match the color of my hair.
He dyed his
eyebrows. I just got platinum blonde hair today, baby.
That's not platinum.
I wanted to impress you. You wasn't expecting this. Now,
you
that dream I had, I don't remember if it was yesterday.
If you remembered
before.
In our dream vacation that we both, when we were traveling in each other's mind, I didn't have this platinum blonde locks yet. So you might not recognize me, Brittany.
You may look upon this white platinum blonde man and wonder if it's the boy that you looked at once.
Oh,
in
no.
Class.
Did he dye his hair blonde because she was beautiful at white and blonde and he wanted to be blonde as well to like match?
Probably. His hand tats are probably just covered up swaths. Just three of them. He just put bars over it.
Or I should have made the video right away, but this platinum blonde hair thing, it just kind of happened out of nowhere. I was scheduled to
We're
go
still
in
like
February
2 minutes
second,
away from the top reply.
But the ladies wanted to meet me today. And it's not what you think. It wasn't like I was a charming guy, if that's what you're thinking. No.
No, I'd never think that.
I was very angry because I
guess
their definition
anger
of platinum blonde is like when it's white. So they had to take an extra 2 hours
to
get my hair
wrong.
To look the way it is right now because at first, and it was wet, but to me, it looked pure white.
Oh, no.
That's platinum blonde, though.
Exactly. He asked for platinum blonde, and they gave it to him, and he started geeking out.
He starts holding his breath and squealing. He wants platinum blonde. I don't know what he... strawberry blonde. Give him strawberry blonde.
He's having a fit. Well, it's like on The Simpsons, like... I thought I told you to shave those sideburns.
I don't think you know what sideburns are.
An old man, and I was very angry, so I threw a fit in there.
Of course he did.
But I tried to be civilized. I told the ladies this, look, do what you have to do to make my hair better, because if things is not going to work out, I'm going to have to come another day, because I don't feel like I should pay any of you any money until
make
my hair exactly.
It's so funny that he went to get his hair dyed professionally. First of all,
and he asked for platinum blonde. They gave it to him.
He's like,
freaking.
This is white. I don't know if you can pull up platinum blonde.
let me see.
For those not versed in coif colors.
Platinum blonde hair.
Yeah, like a classic platinum blonde. I don't even think it naturally happens unless it's like straight.
Yes,
white.
Yeah, it's white.
Yes.
He was definitely, he was just geeking out.
I saw a strawberry blonde in his dream.
I'm not a hair specialist. I told him that, listen, if I show you a picture, I want to pay for exactly what I show you on my phone. You know, because
it's gay porn, but one guy has blonde hair.
Really?
Look.
I don't know if the guy's getting fucked.
Blonde hair. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's better than before, but I like the flashy
three
blonde,
rings.
You know what I mean? The boom. But I'm okay for this for now. Okay.
Now dye my eyebrows again.
For free.
Clean cut.
They threw the eyebrows for
Aqua de Joel. Profumo.
I don't think that's right.
Profumo.
Profumo? You made it Italian.
I can't do the traditional rules with you, Brittany. You know,
oh, here we
I'm
go.
Just going to have to go based on how I feel about you. Just the moment
oh, Brittany.
I meet you in person.
Yeah.
I like to be unpredictable. So here's a song. Whatever I decide to do, if I want to hold your hand, take you to go get some coffee, some ice cream, tickle your feet, you know, just dance with you, just spin you around like the 900 of Tony Hawk. I'm going to just go.
Okay, that's right when he got put in jail. Tony Hawk led to the 900. He had this haircut. He went to jail.
That's quite a way to describe dancing with your girlfriend. You know, I want to take you out dancing. Maybe I'll spin you around. You fucking little 900.
Tony Hawk 900. Oldies, music, beach, ocean, English.
I don't need a prescript, nothing. I am just going to just make all your juices wild. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to really be impressed that I learned to be the kind of man that I am today. Like a overpowered honey badger, beating up lions and hippos and giraffes, and everyone's all running from me. But I mean,
the earrings too.
I came out.
It's really
lobes, right? On them.
Can you at least?
It's really hard to believe that this is not a character, but I guess it's not a character.
The other videos too.
Yeah,
and those other videos. He's aged horribly from whenever this was from
only
3 months.
Yeah,
ago.
Exactly. It's only a few months ago.
The opiate epidemic is really ravaging this man. He does have platinum blonde now. That I think about it. He has white hair now.
That. 6 minutes in, and I just like to be stupid, dumbfounded on your beauty.
Yeah.
But I want you to be kind of impressed that I can stare right into you.
It is cool. He's like squinting the whole time, like doing sexy face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how when you see something so beautiful, you're just speechless. You're stupid. You don't know what to do. Oh, no. I know what to do. I'm grown now, Brady. I'm not how I was when I was a little boy. But I want to see how you...
I'm in my study listening to jazz.
See, I'm going to do my gender role. You got to do your part. Let's just see how the chemistry explodes together. You know?
Gender roles.
I can only imagine...
Yeah, he's still got to work that in to his wooing.
The best woman arts. I try to be classy, dignified, somewhat...
Ooh, but with like a wild side. Somewhat
but
go hard.
Thank you. There's the right music. Oh, that was.
Wait,
that.
Rewind it. I didn't miss what he said. I got caught up. I like to be kind of classy, dignified, a little bit go hard.
Together, you know. I can only imagine you probably perfected the best woman arts. I try to be classy, dignified, somewhat go hard, but be gentle. Thank you. There's the right music. Oh, that was natural. I didn't plan that. It just happened that way. But you see what I'm talking about, Brady?
I can't even hear the song.
You can just go on a hammock. I can just rock you to sleep. I really want to hold you. I really do. I'm hoping you can make an exception. That you can just like, okay.
To what?
I know I haven't seen you in a long time.
Is this just like, is this extreme loneliness?
Yeah.
Is this the ultimate pinnacle of loneliness?
Yeah. I mean, we've all made this video, but we don't
post it. We don't post it. We keep it to ourselves. And we watch it when we are at our lowest lows.
Yeah, no, we never watch it. We just accidentally send it to someone.
More than just a hug. We're going to have to just lay down and just... You know, like we're dancing, but like on a hammock, you know, in the ocean breeze, you know, we got the coconut, you know, the scent in the air.
Wee.
You're trying not to laugh because I'm making everything so magical. You see the seagulls flying in the air.
He's really painting a picture.
Popping out from the water. This perfect harmony that comes out of nowhere. And then you have this fresh aroma of coffee. You're like, babe, like what's going on here? This is like... Wow, I'm actually impressed. It'll knock the socks right off your feet. Even your blonde hair will be more blonde than usual.
It'll almost be platinum blonde.
Dire hair blonde.
Your blonde hair would be so blonde you'd be freaking out of the salon yelling at
tantrum.
Them, saying you will not pay for this until they make it blonde.
That's just that little bit of go hard.
Wow, like...
it smells like garlic. It smells like garlic and butt.
Error, malfunction. But I hope... you notice how I'm playing with my hands?
Boobs.
I hope I put a nice little seed inside you.
Oh!
You know, since it's been such a long time, we gotta rekindle the fire inside our hearts, Brittany. The girl before you, I'm letting you know, that wasn't my true love. I don't want you to be jealous.
She'll never be found.
I just didn't think you were going to pop out of, into my life out of nowhere. I honestly didn't know that, okay? I thought you were long gone.
Who do you
gone,
send this to? TikTok?
Yeah, he just posted on TikTok. Didn't tag anyone. Just put Britney on the screen.
He did tag a bunch of states, though. So maybe last known whereabouts of Britney. Are well, very scattered her body parts.
Well, it's funny because he's like, the girl before you I didn't love. I just imagine like he did have some like big fat girlfriend. And then he had a dream about his sixth grade girlfriend, and he woke up and he just dumped her ass, even though she really liked him.
Dumped her ass, dyed his hair, yelled at a lady.
Yeah, he went through, it's like his midlife crisis. He has a dream about a girl, and then it immediately changes his whole life for her.
Yeah, it's American. It's literally American. fucking, what's Kevin Spacey? American Beauty.
American Beauty,
yeah. Doesn't he have a dream about some lady?
Yeah, well, about the his like high school daughter's friend.
Yeah.
An old memory, I'm never going to see you for the rest of my life. When I seen that dream of you, I thank God you honestly was the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. Did you hear me, Brittany? The most beautiful out of Jessica Alba, Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt.
Quite a jump.
Who even? I've known the name, but I can't even picture.
It's like the 70s or 80s, right?
He was literally locked up in like 97. Because he's like the Tony Hawk 900.
Yeah, what's Linda Ronstadt?
Baywatch babes. You're the hottest.
She's a singer. Yeah, she's old as fuck.
Ooh-wee-oo.
I mean, here's her now. Maybe she was a looker back in the day.
She's fine. Ooh, she was a babe.
What's her song?
Little Slut Pig. I think it's Slut Pig by Linda Ronstadt.
Long, long time, Blue Bayou, somewhere out there. I keep it hid.
Ooh-wee-oo. I keep it hid. I keep that thing on me. I keep the pole hid by Linda Ronstadt.
You know, that says a lot. You can go through my YouTube channel. All those porn stars I made videos for, all that. Now, just because I talk to people on social media doesn't
mean
that
YouTube?
I speak to
them. Well, did it get taken down? We'll have to see.
Okay. But you are the most beautiful woman, if you must know. You are, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. If I could, I wish I would have my daughter with you, Brittany. I blame you because you weren't, you wasn't around. And if you were around, you know damn right I would have had a daughter with you, and you know that. If there's a way for me to make things up with you, I hope you can forgive me and you can judge me for the man who I am today. God bless you.
I blame you.
Wow. Yeah, but I blame you, Brittany.
That's good stuff. You could check my YouTube out, see all those things I sent porn stars.
Turtles Cafe.
Okay, assignment. The 10 best turtle soups in Las Vegas. That is something I don't need. I do not need turtle soup in my life. Nor frog's legs, I'll parry it. Or I'll dare to say. There he is.
Here we go.
Wesley Gilbert.
Oh, no, for Jennifer from Orange County. So this is just a thing he does.
No.
Hey, this song is for my ex-girlfriend. She knows her name.
Jennifer from Orange County, California. Gone.
Days when the rains came. Dying in the hollow.
He has a license plate that says Turtles.
Playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping.
No, make a speech
in
to her.
In the mystic morning fog.
All right. For the most beautiful women. Is this a song again?
Every time our eyes meet. Spilling inside me.
I like his chain.
These are for Jessica Alba. Okay, here we go.
Oh, okay.
But he said that Britney was more beautiful.
Jessica Alba, if I had time in a bottle, I would spend it with you. I'm going to have a minute of silence.
This guy likes PlayStation and Xbox.
At my age, at this present time, I can appreciate the woman who you are.
Look at his gamer setup.
And I'm not a peeping Tom. So I really don't know your latest pictures. I don't know who you're with.
Is this a character? Could this be a character?
I don't think so.
It would be dedication if it was.
Because it's not. It's almost not funny enough to be a character. And it's
but it's just so absurd.
If we met right now, at this present moment in real life, I would rather do things the mature way and just take our time and do things right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear genuine answers from my genuine questions. And so I can savor every moment.
Like, do you know Genuine? Have you heard Genuine?
It was just an embodiment of you. Like, of the most beautiful angel. Okay, so I just want to make that clear between us. And I don't mean no disrespect.
Getting real sweaty.
For my ex-girlfriend. And please keep in mind, I have to be mindful of the words I choose.
What's he going to say about his ex?
Is about this ban my account, Jessica Alba. You have no idea what I've done. I think you've seen the video of me from the video I made for you on YouTube. And you know, on TikTok, I'm limited to only 10 minutes. But you know I have a lot of endurance. I can go for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. Between the sheets.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
This is such the perfect song for this video for you, Jessica Alba.
All right, Jesus. What else has he got?
I want to see his ones directed at porn stars. I'm curious who his top 10 are.
I hate Democrats and crooked Republicans for President Joe Biden. Goodbye, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, they keep trying to shut him down. The intellectual dark web won't help him. Alexis Texas, I want the whole thing.
36 minutes?
Jasmine Brin. Jaina Osa, these are good choices.
It's funny because these have views just because they have porn star picture for the thumbnail and their names in them.
Yeah, these are all great choices. Oh, don't show porn. I like his setup. Oh, no, that's where he's... It's another loaf. That's him?
Yeah, this is before his platinum blonde locks. This is from 7 months ago.
Mexican now.
How you doing, Alexis Texas? It's a pleasure to finally speak to you. You know, I was one of your biggest fans, Alexis Texas. You know, you'd be surprised to hear that.
What's the worst part of AVN?
Is it a lot of ways.
Fucking all the people at the technology convention that happens at the exact same time, or this guy?
Yeah, these guys at all the signings.
The guys that aren't
have
fucking
blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm pretty sure a woman like you would be fairly impressed. So please understand, I have to represent my father in heaven. So
to this porn star,
He's a super religious guy making oaths to porn stars.
And your best
to my fifth choice on girl, I'm sending this
Alexis
to.
Alexis Texas, you little naughty woman, you. You're quite a handful.
Her ass has a big
how you
butt.
Are in your personal life. You know,
I like that he seemingly doesn't know anything about the people. He's like, I don't even know who you're with, Jessica Alba, or what you look like.
I'm a good sport from Lexington, Texas. Okay.
If you want to know what a great guy I am, check out my porn star tribute.
I have no reason to make you look bad or break your precious hearts.
All right, let me skip ahead.
I'd much rather watch a guy come on his iPad. Just Alexis Texas face.
You make it look so easy, Alexis Texas. If you have a lot of money to spare.
I did make a video like this for Jaina Osa, though.
Share the greed. You know, just give me a kind donation. 1% to 10% of whatever is in the content of your heart.
He's asking her for money?
I think he wants 10% of her heart. Donation, not money, Jim. Right.
You know, it's not like
Jim,
I'm
you
getting
fool.
Paid by the hour for the work I've done.
That slam pig doesn't have any money.
I'm not a smoocher, Alexis Texas, because I'm about to show you a little bit when the time is right that I'm the rightful heir of my father's treasure. And I do have the right to feel as
now,
though.
Is this
I'm
guy not even retarded and he's doing this?
This seems like he's not as retarded.
Yeah.
It's like he got a head
injury. Because it doesn't feel like he's retarded, but he's still doing this shit.
Maybe he's upped his dosage on whatever by the time
we got.
I'm not
claiming to be the richest person in our country, no. It's just enough to make me feel special in my own way. You know, if my father's in heaven and he blessed me with his treasure, I believe I have a more responsibility to.
Is he talking about his dick?
Use that treasure of mine in the right way.
His big fat cock.
You know, not just spend it, especially when this natural treasure is from the 19 or.
You know, this guy's a pendulous dick.
1800s, 1900s. It's a very ancient treasure, given to my father's 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 father. You know, he just goes back quite a bit. And I do have a younger brother and a younger sister.
Oh no.
And I have to share our father's treasure with my younger brother, my younger sister, but...
Not a problem.
It's enough for me to live...
Is he still talking about his cock?
Until the time is right.
I guess he just got some payout for, like, his dead parents.
Yeah, is he talking about literal treasure?
Moments I make with the major celebrities like you, so in the meantime, I can kind of share my happiness... And you don't have to really pay me anything, you know?
Yeah, no, AC, this is sad. Like, these people are sad people. But we're giving them what they want, views.
he's getting his dopamine hit right now. He's like, I can't believe I did that.
A dime on you. Even in your most glorious work, I had the privilege of watching a lot of it for free.
Wait, so now he's telling her he didn't pay for any of her porn.
Don't be offended. And I don't mean to make your blood boil if...
He's negging
all of it was for free. If you want me to be blunt about it, it was for free.
Yeah, no way this guy paid.
I still admire your beauty. And if you were in my company, I would.
Great point to bring up 14 minutes in.
I'll pay for your coffee, your sweet dessert. I mean, just a basic necessity.
I think he thinks he's like alphaing her. Like, yeah, I wouldn't pay for it. I'll buy you a coffee, maybe.
Yeah, just your basic stuff.
I'm not saying it would be a lot of money, Alexis, Texas. I'm pretty sure a woman like you has a lot of money to spend. But... I would be a gentleman and make sure that you're treated the right way on our date.
All right, this is 10 minutes in. Let's go. Nine, 18 and a half.
Don't worry about
it. Oh, he's holding up. Is that a rose?
This prince claim of mine, you know, if I'm claiming to be the prince of the United States of America, you want to see some kind of physical evidence because talk is cheap nowadays and... A lot of people are full of themselves and so arrogant and so selfish that they forget to present the evidence.
You better be jacking off in there. All right.
I hope, my lady, you can accept this flower.
Is that from Beauty and the Beast?
That's not the evidence I was talking about.
It looks like it. It's like a gold rose with lights on it in a little enclosure case.
I would just play the little turn you off and turn you back on.
Innuendo. That's some innuendo.
I turn your butt on.
Oh, and I forgot one important factor. You got me so excited, Alexis, Texas. I do this for
Depending
on the kind of woman
I forgot one thing.
Like, I don't like
sloppy cum shot.
One thing I've learned, Alexis, Texas, is a real wise man discovers the nature of a woman, because when you discover the
nature
of a woman,
it would be great if he stood up and he just had a small flaccid penis naked from the waist down.
Beauty is common amongst women. No offense to you, but almost any woman can become beautiful. And I will admit that in order to become a perfect 10, you have to do outside your limitations. In some cases, you have to kind of push yourself beyond your limitations to get to achieve a perfect 10.
31 minutes in.
With the right intentions. Even if you're completely angry at me and you want to get even with me, I'll tell you, Alexis, Texas, I just love how you are. You know, I came to you in the right way, and I guess my moves just offended you so much. It made your blood boil. It made you get a little angry, and now you want to get even with me because you wasn't expecting it to feel this good.
He's like looking through the chain of a door saying this.
You want to slap me? Slap me into the...
Oh no, he's slapping
himself. You have a right to do so. But I tried to keep this video clean. I didn't mean to be offensive to you.
This does feel like this is weird foreplay. Like, this is getting him off. Like, this, he does this and then he furiously jacks off.
Oh, yeah.
He's done.
He goes and jerks off to Jaina Oso. It's like, back to my number one.
I suppose that would be reserved any appropriate time, because most videos that I make for major celebrities like you, I do talk about God and, you know, coming clean. But in your case, suppose it would be a little bit more personal, because I kind of have a good feeling about you.
Yeah, you know, he thinks, like you mentioned, he's doing similar. He thinks he's doing a hunk face where he keeps, like, squinting his eyes.
Chemistry would be
he's real sly with it.
Yeah.
more powerful than what I really am.
What's the age we think on this guy here?
I have to do it.
I don't know. He's got to be in like his 40s or something, right?
At least like a hard 35. Some hard looking 35 year old.
And you know, you have to, you know, build muscle, break muscle, build muscle to get stronger. You got to fight battles. You got to, you get Alexis Texas.
It was like John Lovett.
And even if you didn't, you know, agree with me, I'm pretty sure you would be like,
I wouldn't care.
Pretty satisfied at the end of this video. That's about it. Okay. I believe that we had a great first date. And if I make a second video for you, you have to kind of be reciprocal. You have to let me know that you...
Yeah, you watched all of it. Yep.
And
I'm not just going to keep making videos for you.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Right.
And if not, I leave it as the way it is. And that's the end of our fun. But if I receive a response from you in person or from one of your fans or whoever you may know, I'll be delighted.
It's from one of your fans.
I got under your skin.
Hey, I heard you wanted to fuck Alexis Texas. Me too. Love
to try to not laugh. And somehow I just keep making laugh. I don't understand it either. It's just one of those things that doesn't
That's
make no sense.
That's the key. You make them laugh. It doesn't matter what you look like.
You make them upset and you make them laugh.
It was fun. God bless you, Mrs. Texas. Good night.
Mrs. Texas.
Now that was after 36 minutes and 17 seconds of him just talking to his camera to Alexis Texas. That's just one of many of this gentleman. And that this gentleman is just one of many on the internet.
Yeah. And these people, they're all around you in public.
That person next to you, he could be this guy.
Yeah. It's like body snatchers. One day, looks up, starts screaming at you.
It is like, it's like bizarre, then funny, then sad. Then it starts to get funny again.
Yeah.
And then it's sad, but then it's like even funnier.
They always do something where they kills any shot of feeling bad for them. They always do something, and then this is why it's your fault.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, you know, you find out that he's like reminiscing about a 14-year-old girl or something.
Anyways, favorite part of the show.
Licking dick.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely, because they threw it in at the end. I didn't think they were going to get to the lyrics, and then they did.
I am a simpleton, and when you make a robot say licking dick and call us gay, it makes me laugh.
Favorite part of the show, 3 weeks in a row, AI music.
Yeah. I'm a simple man. I like butter on my toast and butter up my ass. Yeah. So when a robot says licking dick and calls me gay, I laugh really hard at it.
When a robot makes a song about buttering toast and fucking my ass, I say, good work, robot. Good on you.
Shout outs to Mike, even though he got scared. You know what?
Man behind the moon
was also pretty
It is pretty sus that he's like, oh, my brother has to go to bed at 9 o'clock after seeing Man on the Moon. He's like, I gotta go not look up the sky. He's got his head in the dirt. That's the problem.
AC in the chat from earlier, he was saying that the problem is that we're right on the mix of normal and edgy to an extent. I think that's true. Sometimes we're not edgy enough, but then sometimes we're too edgy for normies.
Fuck.
People don't have that balance like us. We're like perfect yin and yang.
Yes, 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 yes. We're dense.
We're like that dagger that Thanos has.
Yeah. When we make our songs about being gay and fucking each other and then saving the president, it's dense and edgy and normal. And Disney dreams turn into dark humor.
Yeah, they do.
We had no theme park talk today.
Yeah, no. Outside of small references in the songs, we didn't need to get into theme parks. We don't need to do that all the time. We got AI music to talk about.
Yeah,
now.
We're eclectic, and just like how eclectic we are on Patreon. The best. Give us money or don't. There's free tiers that we are updating regularly.
Yes.
There's new content every damn fucking day, it seems like.
Yes.
Almost on there. We just did another Catty Studs, new fave. We just did plenty of movie commentaries. What else? What's coming up the pike?
We got episodes of Game Time. We got a new Jim Tervention going up shortly. We also got, what else we got? I don't know. We got all kinds of stuff. That's just a tip of the iceberg, because we also got Pitch Storming Ain't Easy, Man versus Machine. We got Part Zeros. We've got even going old school, like fucking
Take Me to
what
Church.
What was the other one? Pitching Ain't Easy. Yeah, we got Take Me to Church. We got all kinds of, like, there's so much stuff I'm overwhelmed trying to think about it. You can find it all, patreon.com/JimAndThem. It supports the show. You get extra content. It's a transaction interaction, but it gets you close to us in your hearts.
Right.
In our hearts, even, at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Streamathon coming soon.
Streamathon on the horizon, a mere month away, May 17th. Kick in the summer with Jim and Them. Celebrate a new Jim and Them birthday. Hang out with us for as long as you can with the Streamathon. Stay tuned for more details as we get closer.
And if that ain't enough, if you need just more Jim in your life with a hint of Irish flair, where else could someone find something like that?
Oh, my God. You could go to showswithyouknow.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss TV shows. We also create TV shows. We also are the front lines on the battle against actors invading the podcast space. You can find all of that at patreon.com. No, at showswithyouknow.com. Me and my boy Jacob talking TV.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes gay, then comes sex, then comes licking dick.
We lick dick.
Mike loves the dick.
I'm trying to see what I want to endorse here. What about you? Oh, you're freaking, your Shock Collar Comedy's up.
Shock Collar Comedy's
it's up. It's finally up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And you can watch me pace around like a weirdo.
And you get shocked, don't you?
I got shocked. I did well on that one, and then you can see the one I bombed in 4 months.
Oh, no. When was this?
That's the last one I did, yeah.
How long ago?
It was 2 weeks ago, whenever I last did it.
I couldn't remember if you told me that or not.
Well, they cut my mic.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Oh, they cut my mic early, so I didn't get to finish.
God damn it. Then would they just keep shocking you until you shut
I didn't
up?
Have a shock collar, so it made it worse.
Oh, they no.
Cut my mic on
what
a feature.
What the fuck? Did they at least talk shit or what?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know. It didn't go well. Bad night.
That happens.
But yeah, that guy's a homo. Anyways, my endorsement, check out my Shock Collar Comedy on Shock Collar Comedy, wherever that is, on YouTube. Look it up.
Yeah, search it.
Yeah, it's got hundreds of views.
Since Mike's not here, I'm going to go ahead and endorse The Challenge All-Stars Season 4.
Ooh.
This was shot like a year and a half ago, and finally they're airing it. Okay. Challenge All-Stars, because the flagship show is kind of whatever, especially this most last season 39, not very good. But All-Stars brings back all your favorites. It's a real nostalgic throwback. It brings back the fun. TJ's having fun. Cara Maria's back. Leroy's back. Cam's back. Who else is back? Laurel's back. Nicole's back.
CJ?
All your classics. When you say CJ, there's a guy named CJ. But I feel like when you say
CT.
You're talking about CT. Okay. Yeah. But no, CT, I think CT thinks he's too good for All-Stars, which is true.
Unless.
He shouldn't be in All-Stars yet. Veronica's back. Rachel's back.
Who CJ's else? Back.
Jay's back. Anyways, even if you have a passing knowledge of The Challenge, it's worth checking out. First two episodes are up now. It's a lot of fun, a lot of drama. We miss reality show villains. Ayana's a reality show villain. It rocks. Yeah, so check it out. You know what? Here's what you should do. Don't watch season 4 yet. Watch every single episode of watch every single season of The Challenge like I did. So all 39 seasons, plus Challenge versus All-Stars, plus Challenge USA, plus Challenge USA Season 2, okay, plus Challenge World Champions. Then you'll be ripe and ready,
okay,
for Challenge All-Star. Oh, then Challenge All-Star Season 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
Then you'll be ready for Challenge All-Star Season 4. I am a completionist. Yes.
You unlock the trophy.
Anything else?
No.
Welp. On that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.